This is 90.3 Near FM.
I want to welcome into the studio now Anita McGill from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Anita.
Hello, John.
And we're going to talk about young workers' rights.
Yes.
I don't think we've covered this before, so great stuff.
No, that's something new to discuss. So when we talk about rights of young workers, we need to think about a few things, like how many hours they can work, what is about their pay, what about their breaks. Okay, so it differs from the adult. So the Protection of Young Persons Employment Act 1996 is designed to protect the health of young workers and ensure that work carried out during school years does not put young people's education at risk. So this act generally applies to employees under 18 years of age. Yeah. It defines children as being age under 16 and young persons as those age 16 and 17. Under this particular act, employers cannot employ children age under 16 in regular full-time jobs, and children aged 14 and 15 may be employed to do light work during the school holidays. However, they still must have at least 21 days off during this period. They also may be employed as part of an improved work experience or educational program. And again, the work needs to be not harmful to their health or safety or development.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so again, the child needs as such must be considered at all the time. And if we look at this employment as such, employers must see a copy of the young person's birth certificate or the passport for that matter. They need to know how old is the child they're actually employing. If the child is under age of 16, the consent of the parent must be given as well. So you're not allowed to employ anyone under age of 16 without the permission from the parents. So all employees are entitled by law to a pay slip. Same applies for the young workers. Okay, it's essentially a statement in writing from the employer which states how much they would be earning, how much, if anything, is deducted from their wage. Since the 1st January of 2018, the national minimum wage, as you know, is $9.55 an hour. However, this does not mean that everyone automatically is entitled to receive this. The young people aged under 18 are only guaranteed of 70% of that amount.
Okay.
Their employer can pay more if they wish to do so, but by law they don't have to. Okay, so so therefore, if the young person starts employment and starts to complain, why I'm not receiving the same wage as anyone else? Well, that's because by law, the employer doesn't have to pay. It's 70% of the minimum wage.
Okay.
Okay. So another thing is, if you are a young worker who is working in a workplace where staff are given tips by customers, such as restaurants, bar, for example, there's nothing in law to state you're automatically entitled to these tips. However, there's the same law does not say that you're required to hand this to your employer.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically it will be based on the customs of that particular working environment. And however, if all tips are collected by management, which some companies do, and paid to staff through the payroll, this will then be shown in a payslip with the wage.
Okay, yeah, no, this is a new one for me. I didn't know that, realise that.
Employers who employ the young adults as such, or children if they're under age 16, they must keep the records of employees' full name, their date of birth, the starting and finishing times of work, and the wage rate and total wages paid to employee, and they must keep these records for 3 years. So even if you finish your employment, your employment details will be with your previous employer. So regarding the hours they are allowed to work, so if we talk about the children aged 14 years of age, during the school term, they're not allowed to work at all. Okay.
Yeah.
During the holidays, however, they are allowed to work 35 hours a week. Okay. If it's a work experience, they're allowed to work 40 hours a week.
So this is 14 and 15 year olds.
That's 14 year olds.
Yeah, 40.
The 15 year olds differ a bit. So even in school term time, they are allowed to work 8 hours a week.
Okay.
Yeah, so it could be an hour there, an hour
work,
two.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
For example. They are allowed to do 35 hours a week during the holidays and 40 hours again if it's a work experience. They have also the right for the half an hour rest break after 4 hours they work. The daily rest break would be at least 14 consecutive hours. So that means they have to have at least 14 hours between their shifts. And then the weekly rest break, they have to have at least 2 days off. And that's preferably to be consecutive days, if that's possible. So again, the employer needs to keep the mind that he or she is employing children. If we talk about then age 16 and 17, again, it differs a bit. So they are allowed to work during the school term, and it's, again, as long as it doesn't impact on their studies as such. So maximum working day for 16 and 17-year-olds is 8 hours. The maximum working week is 40 hours. Again, they get half an hour break after 4.5 hours of work. And the consecutive hours between the shifts must be at least 12 hours. Again, preferably if they get at least 2 days off and if they could be consecutives. With 16, 17-year-olds, they're generally not allowed to work before 6 a.m. in the morning or after 10 p.m. at night. However, there is an exception to this. For example, if the person, young person, works on licensed premises like bar, pub or the restaurant, they are allowed to work until 11 p.m. Okay, so yeah. That is an exception. So they could be rostered up to 11 p.m. But again, yeah. Those 8 hours needs to be looked at. It's the maximum hours they can do a day. Again, some young employers may wish to work for a few places. And that means that this law still applies. So the maximum hours they're allowed to do is 8, regardless how many employers they work for. So, and that needs to be taken into account. Okay, so if the young employer decides to take second position, that means yeah. He needs to address the issue and he needs to inform the employer that he already works in another place.
Okay.
So basically, when the employer employs someone who is under age of 18, they need to provide a copy of the act we spoke about. And they also need to give the other terms and conditions of that particular employment, and that needs to be done within a month of taking up a job. Okay, so employers with employees under age of 18, they must have display the terms and conditions and the act itself, so it's in a visible place. So again, we're talking about the guarding children as such and looking after the under 18s. So when employer does employ a young person, they have to look after their needs as well.
Okay, yeah.
So if you need more information or you'd like to discuss the option of going to work, you're yeah. more than welcome to come in and talk to us. We are located in Northside Civic Centre, Bunratty Road, Coolock, and it's a walk-in service Monday to Friday. We open from 9:30 to 1 and then from 1:30 to 4:30. You can give us a call if you wish. It's 0761 078190. We during the summer months, you also can meet us on Thursdays in Bowman Hospital. So give us a call. Talk to especially if it's still summer. We're yeah. only now in July. So if you decided, yes, I would like to try summer employment, for example, not sure about your rights, come in and talk to us.
Yeah, well, that was opened my eyes a bit, especially about the 14 and 16-year-olds. I didn't think anybody under the age of 16 was allowed to go into employment.
They are. Again, we need to have the parents' permission.
Yeah.
So if you're the parent who likes your child to have a new experience and in a safe environment, so why not?
Hmm. Okay, Anita, thanks very much for that.
Thank you for having me.
Very informative, so thank you.
This is 90.3 Near FM.